Thank you very much. It was great. I'm honored to be able to speak as well with my friend and colleague, Senator Kerry, to celebrate something that I was 11 years old when it last happened. And I come to the floor, obviously, to recognize the Boston Bruins in their thrilling season and 4-0 victory last night in Game 7 over Vancouver in the Stanley Cup Finals. And I enjoy not being an avid skater like Senator Kerry. I still am amazed at the way that they just go all out and then just slam each other up against the boards, and they actually get up. I find that amazing. And obviously, they're bringing the cup back, as Senator Kerry said, for the first time since 1972. We actually have a couple of Boston fans up in the gallery. And as you know, it's also the home of the Beanpot Tournament and some of the best college hockey in the country. And the Bruins made history last night by becoming the first team in the NHL to win three deciding games, seven in a single playoff run, twice rebounding from being down 2-0. And for Bruins fans, including myself and everybody I was with last night, we were very, very excited. And the victories over Montreal, then Philly, Tampa, and finally Vancouver, it made for a memorable run. And being the big underdog before the series began, the Bruins played inspired hockey to win Lord Stanley's Cup, and they did it as a team. They played outstanding defense against one of the best offensive teams that many have seen in a long time. And Bostonians will never, ever forget the sight of Captain Chara standing 6'9" tall, which I find truly amazing, and accepting the Stanley Cup and lifting it high above the ice. He led the incredible defensive effort in that series. It was also an unforgettable moment for NHL veteran Mark Recchi, playing in his final NHL game last night. He capped a great career the way most professional hockey players can only dream about, with the Stanley Cup in his hands, moving around the ice. And last night, he said it was one of the best groups of players he's ever played with. And for those of us who watched, can attest that it was one fun team to watch. It was just a lot of fun, and everyone was so excited, regardless of whether you were a Bruins fan or not, just to see the intensity that series was played. It was a mixture of youth and experience, hard physical play, great scoring touch that helped put together this run. And Brad Marchand, the Bruins rookie, has become a household name also with hockey fans after scoring an impressive 11 goals throughout the playoffs, setting a record for the most playoff goals by a Boston rookie and tying for second most in NHL history. And Patrice Bergeron, coming back from an injury that cost him 2 games earlier in the playoffs, scored the first goal in Game 7 that set the tone. And as Senator Kerry said, our clutch goalie, Tim Thomas, I mean, I didn't know a body could move like that, quite frankly. And he took home the Conn Smythe Trophy for the most valuable player, and rightly so, during the playoffs. He was literally unbeatable with shutouts in Game 4 and 7. Behind the bench, as you know, Coach Claude Julien led the Bees with quiet confidence, even as his team faced daunting deficits and devastating loss of forward Nathan Horton, as was referenced so aptly. Dunn took some Boston water and put it on the ice to make it our home ice. This is a vindication for team president Cam Neely, a Bruin great for so many years. Peter Chiarelli, the general manager who put this great team together, and Jeremy Jacobs and his team as well. With the Bruins Stanley Cup victory, the city of Boston can, in a classy manner, celebrate its victory, as we've done before. And as Senator Kerry also pointed out, we are very, very blessed in Massachusetts and New England to have the Patriots, Red Sox, and Celtics to round out a decade that includes many world championships. And upon the arrival of the Stanley Cup in Boston, today, the Bay State has hosted all 4 major championship trophies since 2005. As we all know, since 2002, the Patriots have won the Lombardi Trophy 3 times. Red Sox have captured the World Series trophy 2 times, and the Celtics have earned the O'Brien NBA title trophy 1 time. It's an unprecedented run in sports history. No longer left out, the Bruins can join a highly decorated group of teams that has never been matched. And I didn't come down to the floor to brag about Boston's reputation as the home of the greatest champions in professional sports. No, Mr. President, I have to say that the evidence is pretty compelling on its own. So with great pride, as the junior senator from Massachusetts, today I also honor the 2011 Boston Bruins for their remarkable season and commend them for their relentless pursuit of Lord Stanley's Cup. Another championship banner will hang on from the rafters of the TD Bank Garden, and I'm very optimistic it will not be the last one for Boston, the hub of hockey. Thank you, Madam President. I yield the floor.